This week in the Missouri Senate, we review some of the measures Missouri senators will be deciding next year.
That's the Missouri Economic Relief Act. That's going to be the largest tax cut that we've seen in Missouri history.
One of the first ones that is a result of a bill that we passed last year.
By law, Missouri lawmakers may pre-file legislation for the following year's regular session as early as July 1st. These bills are then held until they are given their numbers for the next session, which happens on December 1st. Assigning bill numbers is done based on a senator's seniority in the legislature, starting with their first day in the Missouri House of Representatives for those who were. Missouri senators are allowed 3 bills to be given the first numbers for the upcoming legislative session. Next year's measures will start with Senate Bill 545, as it will be the second regular session for the current Missouri General Assembly. Among those bills first in line is one from Senator Bill Igel of Weldon Spring, who will sponsor Senate Bill 617 next year. He says he believes it's time to completely re-examine how taxes are collected and redistributed in our state.
So if you're a working class or a middle class household, it's going to eliminate the bottom 4 brackets in the tax code completely. If you're a small business owner and you're in one of the higher brackets, it's going to bring down the top rate by 20%.
Senator Igel adds he hears about the need to improve Missouri infrastructure all the time.
We're growing in St. Charles County, so our need for more and additional roads is ever increasing. So I've tried to find ways where we could provide more transportation funding without increasing the overall tax burden on Missouri citizens.
In addition to fiscal matters, there are other pressing issues for Missouri's 34 state senators. For Senator Jill Shoup of Creve Coeur, Senate Bill 620 will be a priority for her in the coming year.
Housing and urban development funding from the federal government because of the passage of this bill, because of discrimination in housing. So we need to undo that portion of the bill.
She also says because of Senate Bill 43, which became law this past summer, state employees' whistleblower protections no longer exist.
We need to make sure that our taxpayers in this state know that their monies are being spent well by the government, that there's no funny or monkey business going on, and that people who want to blow the whistle on something inappropriate going on in their office are able to do that without suffering the consequences of being fired.
Once the pre-filed measures receive their numbers, Missouri senators can continue to file legislation throughout the month. The second regular session of the 99th General Assembly will commence at noon on Wednesday, January 3rd, 2018. And remember, you can follow these and other issues facing the Missouri Senate, plus see a complete list of pre-filed legislation by visiting our website, senate.mo.gov. Reporting from the State Capitol, I'm Dean Morgan.